We want to thank you for tuning in to the Good News Jesus Christ.org. I'm Martin Williams. We are going to be talking about the four stages of spiritual growth today. And the four stages of spiritual growth, if you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, it's very important to understand the four stages of spiritual growth. They're not like physical growth when you're going in the spirit. Spiritual stages of growth can occur faster for some than others. Some crawl through in life, some sprint through, and some just walk through. So it's all up to the individual. But let's look at what the scripture says. We're going to be going out of 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through verses 15. Okay, it says, I am writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven through his name. Little children here is technia. This is a newborn in the faith. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. And I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. Now, this is another set of children, okay? This is the paideion. This is the toddler who's no longer on milk but can digest the word on their own, okay? They're not unskilled in the word of righteousness on the milk. So there, so far we've identified four stages: the newborn, the toddler, the young men, and the spiritual fathers. There's four stages of spiritual growth. So let's continue to read verse 14. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. And then it goes on to state in verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And there's quite a few words for world in the New Testament. Here it's talking about the world system, okay? If anyone loves the world system, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 15. Now verse 16. Okay. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life, is not from the Father, but from this world system. So the world is passing away along with its desires, but whosoever does the will of God remains forever. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you have heard the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have appeared. This is how we know the last hour. So, very important to understand the four stages, okay? And he's giving warning through them for these stages, identifying these stages with the dangers of the Antichrist spirit, of this world system that is run by this Antichrist spirit, okay? Through the lust of this world system, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the desires of the eyes. So these are the same things that were in the garden, that they looked at the tree. They saw it was pleasurable for food, desirable, make one wise. And they're the same three here, the lust of the flesh that they fell. So he's saying to the people who are spiritual in him, the spiritual race identified in his person, those that are born again, that as you're going through these stages, you are not of this world, you're in it, but you're not of it. And the world is passing away with its desires, but you'll remain forever because you're doing the will of God, okay? But don't love the world nor anything in the world, okay? So, because the love of the Father is in enmity with the love of the world, okay? So those who love the world have not the love of the Father in them. So he's given them an indicator here that this is how you know. And in chapter 4, it talks a little bit more about that in testing the spirits. So if you ever want to make that connection contextually, he's giving an insight as a test here, which is actually communicated in chapter 4 too, through the testing of the spirit. So in closing, let's understand the four stages. And this is why context through chapters are so important. Not just reading a verse in a chapter in its context. And remember, these were letters. Chapters and verses were something that we've added in. They were long letters that had a context within the whole letter as a whole, not just one sentence being taken out of context in that letter. So very important that you look at things and as they relate to the whole of the epistle and look at them where they're at in their context relating to the whole context. That's why so many people lack understanding in scripture and are so confused and know not what things mean. So four stages. Technion is a newborn who's just been born of the Spirit in Christ Jesus that is on the milk of the Word of God. And this is where shepherding comes in and the function of discipleship. Where it's the Lord providing those functions through us. So, if a new converts come to the faith, we train them in the words of righteousness. So, feeding them the milk of the Word until they start to understand the basic foundations of the Word of God, start to see that Jesus, the Anointed One, can reveal all things to them. 1 John 3, John 14, that as they yield to the Spirit can guide them in all truth, that they can hear the voice of God, teaching them these things, teaching them to follow Christ as we follow Christ as our shepherd, okay? And how to rightly interpret the scriptures, exercising their senses, knowing what good doctrine is, bad doctrine, how to test the spirits, knowing where the what kind of tree it is by their message, if it's of God or if it's of Satan, because its message is not what the Word of God teaches. So these are the things, the basics, the you know, moving on to the perfection in Christ and understanding that everything of old was a mystery, types, pictures, and shadows that are now manifested and revealed in the person of Jesus Christ, and Christ reveals himself to us so we can grow in the faith spiritually, to bring them to that second stage of faith as a toddler, to where they're like, oh, okay, I know how to do a scripture study, I know how to read in context, the Lord's starting to reveal things to me, Jesus is starting to teach me things, I'm following Jesus, he's guiding me, the Spirit's leading me all truth, I can see what truth is and what error is. And then they're at toddler stage, they can start to digest the Word on their own. So from there they start to grow to the third stage, where they become strong as young men because they know the Word of God. So over time, through testings, through tribulations, through trials, through chastisement for God to yield peaceful fruits of righteousness through us through correction, Hebrews 12, we start to have fruit, the fruit of Christ, continuing in him. Those that are in him have fruit, for we can't have fruit apart from him. So the point is that you grow through that experience, through knowing his character, knowing his ways, and eventually get to that fourth stage of a father spiritually. So once you're there, you know, then you're at that last stage. But we're always going to be learning, even once we reach that stage, because God's glories, we're going to learn for eternity. There's he's he we can't fathom all that he is. So the point is those are the four stages. That is the process. And I hope that this gives you a little insight for you to look forward to in your spiritual growth. And in closing, please understand and never ever go away from this, that spiritual growth is in the stages through the word of the living God, not through psychology. Psychology is for the unregenerated man that is dead and crucified. Growth spiritually is in him who is spirit, his living word. So it's the word of God that does what? Produces faith. Psychology does not produce faith. The word of God produces faith. You grow in faith spiritually from the word of God. Always remember that. Always remember that. And always remember, treat roots, not symptoms, in the scripture. So I hope that this gives you a little insight. And I'm Martin Williams with the Good News of Jesus Christ.org.